Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Freeman's Podcast. Today, I wanted to talk to you guys about executive orders. We've actually had a lot going on in that realm here recently with President Trump being sworn in. He was elected a while ago, sworn in on January 20th. And I just wanted to touch base on and discuss some of his executive orders that he did on day one. So let's get started. So real quick, what is an executive order? An executive order is simply it is an order given by the president on how the executive branch of government is supposed to function. Okay, so in and of itself, within the limits of the Constitution, him just telling the executive branch, if it's for the ends for which the Constitution gave the executive branch, if it's how to execute the laws, executive orders are perfectly fine. As we all know, most executive orders are well beyond anything the Constitution gives any kind of mandate for the federal government to do. So with executive orders, because we have what I like to call, and many like to call, the administrative state now, they can be very dangerous because a president can get elected and act more like a king than a president who comes in with all his policies and Congress doesn't really want to do anything. But now he has this massive apparatus of the administrative state that can, they can make rules and regulations that have the force of law that can bind us, the citizens, without our consent. They can then, if we break those rules and regulations, they can fine us or imprison us. And before that, they would bring us into trial, their own trial, where the administrative agency is its own judge, jury, and executioner. So massively unconstitutional, massively unjust, because it's not based on, they're making these rules and regulations without our consent. But then a president comes in who has the authority to run the administrative state or the executive branch of government, because that administrative state exists within the executive branch of government. And he can then issue executive orders telling the different agencies what to do and what not to do. Again, if it was all constitutional and all these things existed in the Constitution, fine, but they don't. And because they make these regulations and rules without our consent, again, bad. So all that to say, when you have different presidents come in from different parties, you get this issue where everything swings drastically, and that's just not a way for a country to run efficiently, and it causes real bad polarization among the populace too. So not a good situation. So by and large, executive orders with the administrative state, with their ability to make these rules and regulations, aka laws, without our consent, it is a really terrible situation for our freedom and our liberty. But all that to say, with President Trump coming in, revoked 78 of President Biden's executive orders. So he's restricting, pulling back from a lot of the things that the federal government was doing through the administrative state by President Biden. I'm a big fan of that. So great use of a power that I wish did not exist, but he's doing it to restrict that power. So great. I wish it was Congress, but it's not. Here, he's taking a step. He's leaning towards limited government. He's leaning towards more liberty for us and bringing the federal agencies to leaning towards the Constitution. I wouldn't say it's much of a step, but it's leaning towards it. But through these policies, through executive orders that Biden had put in place, three of the 78 that Trump revoked, I wanted to touch base on real quick, just to give you an idea of what got revoked. I am a big fan that these got revoked. The first one was Executive Order 13985 of January 20th, 2021. And this was advancing racial equity and support for underserved communities through the federal government. This is DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And it was to set up, this whole executive order was to set up a council to basically get DEI, which is really a cultural Marxist ideology, to spread throughout the entire apparatus of the administrative state, to where all these agencies that have these ability to make rules and regulations that bind us without our consent, I'm going to keep harping on that, they were being told, all right, everything has to be from the perspective with the emphasis on DEI, on this cultural Marxist ideology. Great. It's been revoked on day one. I'm very big fan of that. Executive Order 13986, I'm saying these all different because I'm not sure how you read those numbers, of January 20th, 2021. This was ensuring a lawful and accurate enumeration and appropriate apportionment pursuant to the decennial consensus, the census that takes place every 10 years. This executive order would have allowed non-citizens to have been counted in the census, which means that it would have allowed for the, excuse me, for how the Constitution allows how states get to figure out how many congressmen they have. This would have allowed non-citizens to have been counted in that. So it would have given massive states like California that have massive groups of non-citizens extra population to get more members in Congress. So massively, in my opinion, unjust, unconstitutional, and this executive order was revoked by President Trump on day one. So big fan of that. Executive Order 13992 of January 20th, 2021, this one revoked certain executive orders concerning the federal regulation. So Biden had revoked, in this executive order, he revoked restrictions that got put on federal regulation being produced by Trump in the first presidency. And Trump is now revoking his revocation of his first executive order. Do you see why it's not a good idea that these policies and things get done by executive order? I'm glad he just revoked that, because originally it was to restrict the federal agencies from making regulation, but that needs to be done by Congress. I'm glad he did it in the meantime. I'm not a fan of this power, but it is a good step towards limited government. So I'm okay and I'm good with that. I'm not good with the whole system in general, if that makes sense. So that was what he revoked. Those are terrible. I invite you, go look up some of the things, the 78 that he revoked of President Biden's. There was just some crazy ones in there. I'm a big fan that these got revoked. So I wanted to look now at some of the ones that President Trump executed. So executive orders, these are new executive orders that President Trump put in place on day one. And he did about 46 to 48. I counted 46 on the whitehouse.com. I'm not sure if that's just because they didn't update it by the time I got to it. But either way, of these 46 that I had seen, I'm going to look at 7 of them and just kind of briefly go over them. I think these are good steps in the right direction. Again, the whole idea in general of executive orders, the administrative state and all that, I'm not a fan of, but I am a fan of these steps because it seems to be trying to go back towards limited government, back toward constitutionalism, which I'm a fan of. So the first one was securing the border. So yes, that is part of the actual constitution duty of the president of the United States, is to protect the people, is to protect the nation and defend the constitution, defend our homeland. So yes, a huge fan of that. Securing the border, the whole catch and release thing got revoked as well. So now I think the U.S. military is going down to the border to help secure it. So they're shutting it off, making it safe. Just a side note, I'm a big fan of immigration and coming in the right way, and I think that needs to be reformed, but you can't have that kind of reform without first putting up, making sure the border is a border. So I'm very happy about that. Number two here was he declared an energy emergency, and this is opening up the country's energy resources. So I like this. I love this because this will help bring down the cost of energy, and it's not like it's not like the federal government, it's not like state running energy. It's opening up for the private sector to get out there and do what it does to create energy at lower costs, which is a huge benefit for the poor, especially the poor, but the rest of us. So big fan of that. He did a withdrawing from the WHO, the World Health Organization. I love this. I am not a fan of international government organizations, I should say. I'm not a fan at all. So that we are now withdrawing. I was not happy the way that the WHO handled the issue, I'll call it that, in 2020. And so the fact that we are pulling out, we're pulling our resources out, and we're setting up and are applying that to ourselves, restoring our sovereignty, huge fan. The fourth one here was designating drug cartels as terrorist organizations. Massive. This is massive. It is. I don't want to get into the whole thing about the war on terror, but I do want to say that to be able to designate these as terrorists means the U.S. military can now defend the people from just the evil, the trafficking, the drug trafficking, the human trafficking, and all the other things that these drug cartels are doing. Our military can now step in and take care of them. I'll put it that way. So number five, removing DEI initiatives from the federal government. So we kind of saw that with one of the ones he revoked, but this is amazing. I love this. DEI doesn't have any place in our federal government. It is a cultural Marxist ideology. It is completely antithetical to the founding fathers, the principles that formed our country, and it's antithetical to biblical truth. So I'm glad that that's being removed. It has no place, especially since it didn't go through Congress. It's all federal fiat law. I'm putting that in air quotes. Love that that got removed. Number six here. I love this. It's an executive order for the federal government, for all the agencies, which again, I wish so many of these agencies didn't exist, but because they do, that's the current state, that's the reality right now. This one defined, or as I like to say, they rather recognize the truth that there are only two genders and that the federal government will only recognize two genders, man and woman, period. I love this. Going back to reality, going back to truth. And the seventh one is the creation of DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency. This is not going to be a new federal department. It's going to be like an outside organization. It's going to be under the purview of the president, but it's the outside to, and if you don't know anything about DOGE, go look it up. Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, I may have just butchered his name and I apologize if he ever hears this, but they're going to be basically auditing the federal government, finding out where all the waste is, where all the corruption is, and where a lot of these things are unconstitutional, and they're going to make recommendations. I think they have 18 months to make recommendations of what needs to be cut, and I am hoping, and we need to be praying, that they take that report that they produce, the Congress does, and they actually start removing some of these federal agencies that are completely unconstitutional. All right, so a lot of these policies is just something that we want to keep harping on. And if you've heard the other episodes, you know that I love talking about liberty. But yeah, this is about us guys. This is about our liberty, our freedom, our rights that God has given us. And when the federal government has the ability to make these rules and regulations without our consent, we have our liberties in danger. It's in massive danger. So the fact that President Trump's executive orders revoked a lot of unjust executive orders from the former administration and then put in some of these policies that are more in line with the Constitution and purpose of the executive branch, that is a better, it is a step in the right direction to safeguard our liberty, and I'm very grateful for that. And again, just to look at real quick, kind of shift a little bit, but still in the same tone, you got to remember that government's job is to protect the people. Romans 13 makes that very clear. And Proverbs 2 says that, it's a king writing to his son who's going to be king one day, that he needs to get wisdom, needs to fear the Lord, needs to know God, and that he'll understand, so that he can understand righteousness and justice. That way he can essentially rule with righteousness and justice. And that's, I think, a biblical principle showing us that government's duty is to administer righteousness and justice. It's to protect the rights and liberty of the people and to do it equitably, and not equitably like the DEI equitably like equal protection of the law for every individual in the community, in the society, in the state. And so that's part of a biblical mandate for government. But also in Romans 13, we see that they are to have the sword to punish the evildoer. They are to be God's ministers for our good, again, protecting our rights and liberty, protecting our lives. And so a lot of these things, like securing the border, like opening up energy independence, so cost of living goes down even for the poor, withdrawing from WHO, securing our sovereignty, designating drug cartels as terrorist organizations, again, protecting us people, removing DEI, removing harmful, just destructive ideologies from the federal government, and defining that there are only two genders And then, of course, Doge. Like, all these things are stepped to protect our liberty. Again, that is not the way that it is being done, I'm not a fan of. I don't like that these policies are being done through the executive branch. They need to be done through Congress. But Congress needs to take back its power to not let these agencies make these rules and regulations without our consent. And that needs to stop. But again, these kind of policies, as they are, with the situation it is, they are a step in the right direction. And it does line up more with the way that government's supposed to function, according to the Bible, in my humble opinion. Now, how does this all affect our liberty? I kind of touched on it. Like, when government functions the way it's supposed to, when it's safe, does things to protect us, to make us safe, to opens up, you know, energy so we can work and build and take dominion like we were created to. That's liberty, guys, and that's a good thing. So I want to invite all of you and encourage you all to be praying for our new leaders, be praying for the new administration. Maybe you don't like them at all. I'm not always the biggest fan of, honestly, of President Trump. I'm not. I love him, and I'm pray for him, and I hope the absolute best that he does line up with the more biblical principle, line up with the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and what the U.S. federal government is supposed to be. But I also want to be even-handed. I want to be honest. If he doesn't line up with that, I want to be able to call it out. In his last administration, there were things I was like, yeah, this is great, he did. And there are things he didn't. But all that to say, and if it had been Biden, I'd still say this. Let's pray for them. That is a call for all Christians. Let's pray for our elected leaders and the blessing. Praise God for the blessing to have elected leaders. 1 Timothy 2:1-4 says, first of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of our God and Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So we pray for this, that way the gospel can go forward, so all would be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's the main thing. But also pray that justice and righteousness and our rights and liberty are protected, and that government functions the way God wants it to function. Be praying for our leaders, that they would fear God, know him, and have wisdom to meet this end. All right, so guys, I thank you for listening. I hope this was a helpful insight into things that are going on right now. Just remember that executive orders, the system as it is not a good system. I think President Trump is doing a good thing in how he's getting rid of bad policies that shouldn't have ever been put in place, and using this system that, again, I don't like the system of executive orders and how the administrative state functions. But he's doing some good things that are more, and it's not in line necessarily, but more in line with the Constitution, with limited government and protecting our freedom. And yeah, again, please remember, please be praying. We need to commit to be praying for them. So yeah, thank you for listening, guys. Be sure to like, subscribe, share this episode with a friend if you liked it. And if you're on YouTube, hit that bell. Thank you, guys. God bless. Thank you for listening to the Free Man's Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe for more great episodes coming your way soon. For more information and to sign up for exclusive bonus content, you can visit our website, thefreemanspodcast.com. Thanks again for listening, and God bless y'all.